Good morning. Okay. Good morning, right?
Morning.
Only I'm going to say that word in Spanish about my life a little. When I was child, more or less 7 years, 8 years old, my mother says passed away. So, before that, always the common, the modern day, always the thinking in my mother, right? But for that, that everybody, can now you have the mother, you need to honor the mother, please. Be careful with your mother. I love you, mother. They have the mother is a great blessing. Okay. Right, Brother Jeff? Good. Sorry, right? El Día de las Madres.
Mother's Day.
Salmos capítulo 22, versículo 9 y 10. Pero tú eres el que me saca del vientre, el que me hizo estar confiado desde que estaba a los pechos de mi madre. Sobre ti fui echado desde antes de nacer, desde el vientre de mi madre. Tú eres mi Dios.
Psalm 22, verses 9 and 10. Yet you are he who brought me forth from the womb. You made me trust upon my mother's breast. Upon you I was cast from birth. You have been my God from my mother's womb.
Cuando hablamos de una madre, cuando hablamos del amor de una madre, nos damos cuenta que ese amor de la madre es incomparable. Y lo único que puede superar el amor de esa madre es el amor de Dios.
When we speak of the love of a mother, we immediately realize that this love is incomparable. The only thing that surpasses it is the great love that God has for us.
Dios ha sido tan amoroso con la humanidad, con nosotros, que depositó sobre realmente una madre un amor que permite que ella haga lo imposible por un hijo. Y esto es algo que nunca debemos olvidar. No hay que olvidar el amor de nuestras madres.
God has been so loving toward mankind that he has deposited upon a mother a love which allows her to do even the most impossible thing for her child. And this is something that we must never forget.
No sé, pero ¿cuántos de nosotros, los que estamos aquí, personas adultas, desearíamos volver a nuestra niñez, aquellos días bellos y grandes, momentos cuando nuestras madres nos llevaban en sus brazos, nos echaban, nos daban de comer, nos vestían, nos cuidaban y se velaban con nosotros en las noches?
How many of us here who are adults would want to relive and recreate those beautiful grand moments when our mothers carried us in their arms, taught us to walk, gave us food, comforted us, and sang to us every night so that we could go to sleep?
Recordar esos bellos momentos donde nuestras madres nos llevaban a la escuela, nos defendían cuando alguien quería golpearnos, recordar ese bello momento donde nuestras madres nos hacían la comida, nos vestían, estaban con nosotros.
And remember that beautiful moment when they took us to our first day of school. They prepared the snack that we would enjoy each recess in our little school. Then remember and relive the times when they took us to the park. And remember when they protected us when someone wanted to do us harm. For all this and much more, God bless our dear loving mothers.
Sí, Dios bendiga a nuestras madres. Todas las madres son muy bellas.
Okay.
Todas las madres son muy bonitas.
All the mothers are very beautiful.
Yes. El salmista David compara la ternura de una madre con el cuidado de Dios.
The psalmist compares the tenderness of this mother with the care of God.
Dice la palabra de Dios, ustedes serán amamantados, llevados con sus brazos, mecidos en sus rodillas, como madre que consuela a sus hijos, así yo los consolaré a ustedes.
As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. Isaiah 66, verse 13.
La confianza sin límites que tienen las personas que descansan en paz, en brazos amados, es pequeño si la comparamos con el cuidado que Dios tiene para con nosotros.
The unlimited trust of those who peacefully rest in the loving arms of their mother is small when we compare it with the care that God has for us.
Dios en la Biblia siempre compara el amor de la madre con Dios.
Now, the Bible time and again compares the love of God with that of a mother.
Por ejemplo, el amor de una madre protege siempre.
For example, the love of a mother protects.
Éxodo capítulo 2, versículo 3. Pero no pudiendo ocultar más tiempo, tuvo una arquilla de junco y la calafateó con alfato y brea y colocó en ella al niño y lo puso en un carrizal de la orilla del río.
In Exodus chapter 2 and verse 3, we see the love of a mother or of the mother of Moses. There it says, but when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Mm-hmm. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the river.
El amor de una madre protege, entonces.
The love that Samuel's mother had for him.
El amor que tuvo la madre de Samuel por él lo protegió también.
In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 19, he says, and his mother would make him a little robe and bring it to him from year to year when she would come with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. También el amor de una madre en el tiempo de Salomón. El amor de una madre en el tiempo de Salomón.
See, the love of a woman or a mother in the temple or in the time of Solomon.
Entonces la mujer en Reyes, 1 Reyes, capítulo 3, versículo 26. Entonces la mujer de quien era el hijo vivo habló al rey porque sus entrañas se conmovieron por su hijo y dijo, ah, Señor mío, da esta mujer vivo a la otra.
Then in the time of Solomon, then the woman said, whose child was the living one, spoke to the king. For she was deeply stirred over her son and said, oh, my Lord, give her the living child, and by no means kill him. But the other said, he shall be neither mine nor yours. Divide him.
Una madre no puede ver sufrir a su hijo, a su hija. Una madre no puede ver sufrir a su hijo o a su hija.
A mother.
Y quedarse como que nada. Ella lo va a proteger. Ella lo va a cuidar.
One mother cannot bear to see her child suffer and act as if it is nothing. To see her child suffering is like suffering herself, because God has filled mothers with a love like his own love for us. God could not see us suffer for sin. He had to send his only son to die for us on the cross of Calvary.
Entonces, pienso que el amor de una madre es el que más se parece al de Dios. Su amor, el amor de una madre, es el que más se parece al amor de Dios.
So then, I think that the love of a mother is the one most like that the Lord or that God has for us all.
Jesucristo, pensando en el cuidado que Jesús tenía con su madre antes de morir por nosotros en la cruz del Calvario, pide a Juan que le cuide a su madre.
Think about the care that Jesus had for his mother while he was dying for us on the cross. He asked John to take care of her. In John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27, he said, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother.
Jesús cuidó de su madre.
Okay.
Jesús cuidó de su madre.
Jesus cared for his mother.
Nosotros cuidemos de nuestras madres.
We should care for our mothers.
Amen. Good. One question. Una pregunta.
One question.
Okay. ¿Qué actitud deberíamos tener nosotros hacia nuestra madre?
What attitude should we have toward our mothers?
Número uno. Honrar a nuestras madres es bueno.
We should honor our mothers.
Honra a tu padre y a tu madre para que tus días sean se alarguen en la tierra que Jehová tu Dios te da.
In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, God said, honor your father and your mother that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you.
Número dos. Actitud de respeto hacia nuestras madres.
Have an attitude of respect for your mother.
Cada uno tomará a su madre y a su padre y mi día de reposo guardaréis yo Jehová vuestro Dios. Levíticos capítulo 19 versículo 3.
In Leviticus chapter 19 verse 3. Moses said, every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God.
Número 3. No deshonrar a nuestras madres. No deshonrarlas.
Do not dishonor your mother.
Maldito el que deshonra a su padre y a su madre, y dirá todo al pueblo, amén.
In Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 16, Moses said, cursed is he who dishonors his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, amen.
Para todos aquí.
Para todos For all aquí. Of us. All of us here.
No menospreciar la enseñanza de nuestra madre.
Do not despise the teaching of your mother.
Ella siempre nos cuida.
She is always...
Nos cuida.
Nos cuida.
Nos protege.
Oh, protecting.
Sí. No menospreciar la enseñanza de la madre. Proverbios 30, versículo 17. El ojo que escarnece a su padre y menosprecia la enseñanza de su madre, los cuervos de la cañada lo saquen y lo devoren los hijos del águila.
In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17, Solomon said, the eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out and the young eagles will eat it.
Una vez más, ¿qué actitud deberíamos tener hacia las madres? Una vez más, ¿qué actitud?
One more.
Deberíamos tener hacia las madres.
We have.
¿Qué actitud?
We have the opportunity.
Sí. ¿Qué actitud?
The attitude of our mothers.
Yes.
For our mothers.
Hay que obedecerle finalmente. Obedecer a las mamás.
Finally.
Obedecer.
Obey your mother.
Yes. Efesios capítulo 6, versículo 2. Honra a tu padre y a tu madre, que es el primer mandamiento.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse, and I'm going to add a verse to this, Jorge, verses 1 and 2. Paul said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother.
Yes.
Which is the first commandment with promise. I'm sorry.
No problem. Sin duda, la madre, ustedes, nuestras madres aquí.
Without a doubt, our mothers are a gift.
Es un regalo de Dios.
Are a gift from God.
Es un regalo. Gracias por ser nuestras madres.
Thank you for our mothers.
Es un regalo de Dios. Su amor hacia nosotros es muy grande, por lo cual debemos honrar, no solo en este día especial, tenemos que honrar todos los días a nuestras madres.
Their love for us is so great that we should honor them, not only on a special day, but every day of their lives, so that in this way,
we todos can, los días,
every day, we can please God.
Las madres se merecen más.
The mothers or our mothers are más. Always
cuidemos a nuestras madres.
Caring for us.
Por favor. Es muy importante.
Very important.
Todos las madres son muy especiales.
All of the mothers are very special.
Hay que tenerlas en casa siempre.
Here.
Okay. Hay que tener a la madre en casa siempre.
We have here today.
En casa siempre.
In this house today.
Yes.
Now.
Siempre.
Siempre. Always.
Always. Sí. Let's pray, please. Dear Father, thank you, Father, for all the every man and mother that today they coming here, they worship with you. They are very special. They are the gift for us. Thank you for worldly that they was defined, they remember the all the mother here or all the mother friend too. Thank you, Father, for the dish that like the love of the all the mother, that like Jesus Christ the done. God bless you, all the mother. Okay, always we have the care with her. Always that we listen, the teach, they give the honor. He always say thank you, Mother, for the care on time on the life. God bless you, the mother. Thank you for the mother friend that today they coming here. If they one day have the experience, the over the Jesus gospel too. Thank you, Father, for the love. I love you. You proved on the heart humble. He's the humble, simple. In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. One more thing. I'm just going to add some. Thank you. As Jorge said just a little bit ago, one mother watched her son die on a cross a long time ago. And that son of hers died for each one of us. And if that mother could say something to us today, I think what she would say to us is, make my son's sacrifice worth it. Many of you are here today honoring your mothers, and I'm glad you've come. But as Jorge said in his lesson, let us honor our mothers every day of our lives. But there is no greater honor that you can pay to your mother today than to become a child of God if you're not one, and to live that life every day if you are one. Today, if you're here and you're not a Christian, you have not put Christ on in baptism, you've not confessed His name, you've not turned from a life that's been lived apart from God, why not start today? Why not today give your life to Him in obedient faith? If you need to respond to our Lord's invitation, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing.